Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Diego Alfonso, airline transport pilot, designated pilot examiner, with over 13,000 hours of dual given, from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. My name is Diego Alfonso, and we're with the Florida Aviation Network, broadcasting live from Sun and Fun. For those of you that just tuned in, this year, 2013, marks the 29th consecutive year of this fly-in expo and air show, which, by the way, happens to be the second largest in the world. Once you come here, you get hooked. I did that 25 years ago, and I've been here ever since. Now we have the pleasure of having with us Ms. Lori Bratner. She is involved in the, she's the executive director of education of Central Florida Aeronautical Academy.
Actually, of Sun and Fun now.
Oh, Sun and Fun.
I was one of those teachers, and Michelle Cassidy, who is one of our students there now, I was a teacher there, Diego.
Okay.
So that's, I guess you could say that's where I got my start. And then I moved over.
Okay.
And I'm now the executive director at Sun and Fun.
Great.
And you are exactly right. It's the 39th annual. And so we've been doing this a long time, Diego. And I'm thrilled to hear you've been here 25 years.
That's right.
Fantastic.
I came here for the first time about 25 years ago. And awesome. That's when I moved to Orlando. And I've been coming here faithfully every year.
And we got you hooked.
Oh, yes.
That's what we do.
Well, both as a volunteer, because I've been a volunteer for almost that time. And also as an spectator, you know, I love
wonderful.
This air show environment.
We've got so much, I tell you what, and it's wonderful to have the Florida Aviation Network here as our very own Sun and Fun TV here at the Howard Hughes exhibit at the Florida Air Museum. It's wonderful, and we thank you for being here.
Well, we thank you for being here today with us and sharing with us some of your experiences. But before we get there, there's something I read, and I know I got to bring this up. I have to bring this up.
No.
It's perfectly okay. But I want you to explain to me how you make that connection from being part of the greatest show on earth, that's the Ringling Brother, as a professional clown, and then making your transition to teaching. And I'd like for you to elaborate a little bit on that.
Well, I'd be delighted. And I guess Shakespeare said it best, and Michelle, you'll know this from your studies, that all the world is a stage and all the men and women simply players.
So true.
And of course, we know that for theater, it started back with clowning. And you are right. I did go to clown school. I have a BFA, which is a Bachelor of Fine, we call it Bachelor of Fun Arts, from Ringling Brothers Clown College. And I toured with the Red Unit in 1990 and 91.
Wow.
And I will tell you, one of the greatest gifts that I ever received, because clowning is a universal language and it's all about building relationships. And as a teacher, the most important thing that we can give to our students is the relationships that we build with them.
Definitely.
And I will tell you, as the executive director of education, as we go out to schools, as we do outreach for the students, even here, what is it about? It's about this button that says, how may I help you, and building those relationships. So each and every day, I use the clowning, I absolutely, I love it. And you know, there's always a little bit of, my clown name was Oopsie, and there's always a little bit of Oopsie as we go through the day. And, you know, and one thing about clowns, we never get bent out of shape. You know, we're very flexible.
That's correct.
And we never get bent out of shape.
That's
so
right.
And I can tell you, if you're here today, we are so excited. We still have exhibitors coming in. We have planes flying. We've got people. We've got students all over, volunteers here. You know, some might say it is a circus. So I'm well-placed, Diego. I'm well-placed. What do you
mean? Exactly right. You know, I've been a teacher or flight instructor for
awesome.
Over 40 years. And I really believe that bringing fun into learning.
Yes.
It's definitely a plus.
Yes.
I found out that people learn better, pay more attention, and remember better when the information is passed along in fun than very formal.
Yes,
so I totally agree with you. I'm not a professional clown, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. And, you know, we have my co-host here, Michelle, which I understand She attended the school
yes,
where you were a teacher. So, Michelle, here's your opportunity. You got her now.
Yes.
Now, what grade are you in, Michelle?
I'm in 10th grade right now. Okay. So this is my first year at Sun and Fun and everything. Mm-hmm. And now that I've come here, I realized that Sun and Fun is really a family unit of everything. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so. And it's really our mission, Diego, and I think it holds true for the students, is to create a better future through aviation, a brighter future for our students, and a better future through aviation. And of course, as the Executive Director of Education, I think you see this each and every day at
yes,
CFAA, Michelle.
It.
What we're trying to do is to promote STEM education, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, the very
Heard
things
that,
that
so many
you
times.
Have that you're studying. But I think you hit on something that's so important, and it's the experiential learning. And Michelle, I don't know, this is such a wonderful opportunity.
Yes,
and
it
not
is.
Only is she beautiful, but she's smart.
Yes. Thank
she's
you.
A scientist. And yet I found out that this lovely lady has done, how many years of acting have you done?
Four going on five. So
four
far.
Going on five.
Yes.
And so she is well suited in front of the camera.
Yes.
And just absolutely, I've had the opportunity to work with her. But we talk about experiential learning, where we can broaden the students' horizons and allow them to experience not only the book learning and the concepts, but put them into practice. Do you find that that's the case at CFAA, at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy? Can you talk to that
definitely.
A little bit?
Definitely. There's many opportunities that you don't get from a regular high school that you'd get here.
Right.
And I feel that thanks to everyone at CFAA and Sun and Fun and the museum, there's much more that you can do that wouldn't be allowed to happen if you were in a regular high school.
Right. Now, I have a question for you. Wait a second, Diego.
Okay.
Okay.
You have the floor.
I think she's supposed to be in class.
Oh.
So now why are you here at Sun and Fun?
Oh.
There is trouble.
Oh, gosh. I think I'm caught now.
No, I want to know because it's built into what?
Oh, well, our whole Central Florida Aerospace Academy works with Sun and Fun, so we try to volunteer us, and students come here to volunteer, and it's a great experience that it's just – we'll stick with you.
Awesome. And I tell you what, I've heard it said, Keith Smith, who's the principal there, thinks that at best, Diego. He said, well, it's a second spring break.
Oh.
So Sun and Fun is spring break for pilots, but for the Central Florida Aerospace Academy students, it's a spring break for them.
Two spring breaks.
Absolutely. And we have actually right now all 200. Right now they're at 250 students. The upperclassmen, like Michelle, 10th,
yes.
11th, and 12th graders, are an integral part of our volunteer workforce. Because we know as teachers, and I think you can speak to this, if you can teach it, you know it. And that's really the philosophy that we share here at Sun and Fun and with our partners, CFAA. And so what we try to do is we try to get these students involved. And so they become an integral part, like Michelle, who's your co-host, in our volunteering here. And so when the people come and when the patrons come and they come to visit us throughout the week, they're going to see just a sea of red shirts. Forget to ask them, how may I help you and what can you do for me? And ask them about the school. I know all of them are ready and they love to talk about the school. And so look for the red shirts. They're out and about in force.
I also understand that the school... once you go through the process, that provides, it's almost like a stepping stone to industry.
It is.
Could you expand a little bit on that?
Well, with one of our largest partners, and we are thrilled, not only as Sun and Fun, but I think that I would not be out of turn to speak for CFAA and for Mr. Keith Smith, who is the assistant principal there. Is our partner Polk State College. Eric Crump is the director of the aviation program, and we know there's a pilot shortage. We know there's an engineering shortage. We know that STEM education is part of the national defense initiatives for all of the armed services in the United States. And what we are trying to do is partner with these universities. Yesterday, I met the gentleman from Polytech, Florida, the new Polytech.
Yes.
And what we are trying to do, and we've already done with Polk State College, is that we've partnered with them in order that we can create a pipeline. We work very closely with Mr. Eric Crump. Hopefully you'll get an opportunity to speak with him a little bit later.
Yes, I think he's coming in later.
And that would be fantastic. But our job is to create the foundation, give them the basics, work with Polk State, And then that way we can literally, if you will, channel the students right into a four-year degree in aviation. Maybe they want to become private pilots. Maybe they want to become airport managers. Maybe they want to do the business end of right. flying, which there is, or maybe they want to do the hands-on, the A&P. Polk State College has given us the answer for those students. Of course, we have our other partners, the University of North Dakota, Embry-Riddle, Florida FIT, which of course is the MIT of the South.
Yep.
But it's so wonderful to have a program that's right in our backyard that we can call on, and we can share not only the tools that we have and the resources that we have, but it is an answer for the students that might not want to go, you know, they might not want to leave home.
Exactly.
They might not want to leave Polk County or Lakeland. And of course, we want to keep you guys here. We want to keep these talented folks here. We don't want to farm them out. So hopefully you'll get a chance to speak with Eric Crump, a wonderful individual, and he knows all the ins and outs of the program. And we are just thrilled as Sun and Fun and as CFAA to have such a wonderful partnership with Polk State and just the amazing things that they're doing for the students.
Well, you know, you touched on what I think is a very important subject, and that is the fact that I've been involved as an instructor for over 40 years, and then I was as an examiner for about 24 years, and I was an FAA inspector. I just retired last July.
We need to touch him. He's amazing.
I've been noticing that, as you mentioned, the pilot population is shrinking.
Yes.
And I think we really need to start some sort of a marketing process to reach out to young kids. And I know there's a lot of organizations that are doing a great job, but I think we really have to kick that up another notch, because unfortunately, most of the bad propaganda is free.
Yes, yes.
And I was just talking to Ernie Sanborn.
Yes.
Prior, before we interviewed him,
the
before.
The chair here at the Florida Air Museum.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it without Ernie and Joyce Sanborn. They're fabulous.
Such a wonderful guy, and he knows so much.
Oh, he does.
And I mentioned that to him. You know, if a plane crashes in New Guinea, and unfortunately four people perish, that's world news.
Yes.
And I think that has an impact. That's why I'm a big promoter and participant of safety seminars.
Yes.
Because and I do this in my seminars. I said, look, whenever there is an accident, everybody hurts.
That's
the
right.
The industry hurts. Everybody hurts. FAA hurts. The schools hurts, and pilots to be hurts, because that could be the point where the pilot says, "I'm gonna buy a boat."
Yeah, that's right.
You know
that's
what I mean? Right. So I think that's a tremendous outlook of your organization, trying to promoting this to kids and to get them on board.
Well, and I think when you do that, Diego, you touched on something that I know the Florida Aviation Network is passionate about. And I know when I've spoken to Mr. Young, and I'm passionate about it as a scientist, is it's always safety first. And we are dealing, and I can tell you, as teachers, you know, and as a flight instructor and an examiner, we are dealing with the most precious commodity that our parents have. And I've got four children of my own, and these are the most precious gifts. And so it is always safety first. And planes don't start in the air, they start on the ground.
Exactly.
And these students must learn the physics and the science behind flight and flying in order that they can do it safely to become our future pilots. And part of what we are doing is trying to get the word out, and the truth be told, like you said, to get the positive propaganda going that these are our future, this is the future, and they have in their mind, they're being taught safety first and how to fly and how to be around aircraft, be it on the ground, how to be in a control tower, and how to do this safety. And that's the beauty of what we're doing, because the students, not only do they get to volunteer, but they get to shadow. For instance, Wayne Boggs, the air boss, he's got a shadow. John Leinhaus, who of course is head, if you will, he's the ringmaster, to use the circus term.
I know.
John is the ringmaster. He's got a shadow, and these students get to see that safety, although this is fun and it's wonderful and everyone is having a fantastic time, it is safety first. We had a wonderful record last year. We had no accidents, and we want to repeat that. And so I appreciate what Florida Aviation Network does with all of the broadcasts, with the radio shows, to talk to people. Obviously, as a seasoned pilot, I'm a student pilot myself.
Oh,
and so,
I'm
learning. I love it. And, you know, so anytime I can get a safety briefing, anytime I can hear from someone that has expertise, that is imperative to me. And so we are in full support, and that was one of the reasons that Sun and Fun, as a group and as a team, we said we need Florida Aviation Network, because we want to promote flying, we want to get our students in the air, but we need to do it safely, because we are dealing with the most prized possession of the parents that
exactly.
are here.
And I'm so glad that you touched on that point, because when I do seminars, especially when I do seminars to schools, I always ask this question. I said, who do you think is the most important link in our industry? And I get all kinds of answers. And the most important link in our industry is the student pilot. Because without the student pilot, there is no 747. There is nothing. So to follow up on that, I always tell them that the safety issue is my motto now.
Yes.
There is two. Versions. There's two ways that you can go with safety. One is you can be part of safety.
That's right.
And the other one is safety must be a part of you.
I love
And that. Therein lies the difference between dedication and commitment.
Yes.
And we cannot be dedicated to safety.
Right.
We have to be committed to safety.
Well said.
And I really believe that, because that's what makes sure that student gets into the school and comes out the other end, you know.
That's right.
Aspiring to be an ATP.
And hopefully we can give them that foundation of safety, so by the time they go to programs like Polk State College, or they go to Embry-Riddle or FIT, or they want, maybe many of them want, aspire to go to the military academies, that they've got that foundation of safety. And that's, I think, part of the legacy that we leave as Sun and Fun, which is so important. I will tell you, may I do a shameless blurb here? I have to tell you, talked about inspiring young people. Well, today at 7 o'clock, before the Country Western Band, I want you to know that Sun and Fun has their first very own traveling musical Every Kid Flies. And they are going to be performing. They are the opening act tonight at 7 o'clock. And I would love everyone to come and see. And it's the students, believe it or not, from Harrison School of the Performing Arts. Who knew?
Who knew
that we could get Harrison and our performing artists like Michelle more involved in Sun and Fun? But I would like to put a shameless plug in for them, and love to have everyone come see them and show their support. And they will be touring next year throughout the schools, because we know by the time they get to high school, it's a little late.
Yes.
We need to get them into aviation and get them excited about aviation early on.
That's
and
right.
Show them all the possibilities, and that truly every kid does fly in his or her own way.
Oh, yes.
And that's the message at Sun and Fun.
Definitely.
It's a brighter future through aviation.
It definitely is. And I'd really applaud your commitment and your dedication and the efforts that you are putting through.
Thank you.
Towards this endeavor. And
awesome.
And it'll pay off. It'll really pay off.
Absolutely.
Because we will never know how many lives we save.
That's right.
We will never
That's
know
right.
that.
No.
But
thank you.
I know this kind of work, it's probably the most rewarding work there is when you're involved in aviation.
It is.
Michelle, you have a shot.
Well, I didn't really get to speak much, but oh well. But I was just wondering, what do you plan for the future? I mean, us kids will move on and to bigger things. What do you plan for the ones coming in to be?
Well, definitely this year, Michelle. It takes a village to educate a student. You might have heard that, and it does. We're doing more collaborations with group. And in education, we don't talk about competition. We talk about collaboration.
Yes.
And I'm proud to tell you that NASA is here today. We have Busch Gardens that's here with some animals. They brought some animals.
Wow.
And so really just showing the importance of starting on the ground and learning the basic sciences. The other thing that we're going to do is we're reaching out to teachers. teachers with our teacher workshops, thanks to Barbara Phillips. They're going to be flying with the Geico Skytypers, and we really want teachers to be able to take their classrooms to the sky, and that's what we're doing. So there's so much going on. It's such an exciting time, and I would just invite everyone to come on down and be sure to come before Sunday, because that's when we close.
Ms. Brutner, it's been a pleasure having you here.
It's a pleasure.
I really, really enjoy the conversation very much. We have come to the end of this segment, which we could have gone for another half an hour. I'll tell you, this is so interesting and so upbeat. We need this. Anyway, wish you a great day and come back.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.